This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I found myself at the beginning at the helm of another hour here, Jennifer. Whew, what a responsibility. How exciting is it to have...
What will you do with it?
I'm going to inspire people, I hope. Doug Steph and Jennifer Horn. Jay is out for another couple of days. So we have the blessing and honor and glory of Jennifer being here to bring us up to date on some of the things. Yes, right, exactly. Okay, so do you know who Kierkegaard was?
No.
Søren Kierkegaard, he's the father of existentialism. I remember studying in college. See, this is the thing again. Well, what are people learning about the thought leaders of the past? Kierkegaard is one of the most famous and openly quoted, he was a Dane, he was around the 19th century, and he had just the straightforwardness of his thought. For example, he is quoted as having said, "Most people rush after pleasure so fast that they rush right past it." And isn't that true in our hurry-scurry? We're late. I find myself in that mode all the time. I'm late. And you lose all of the essence of what you're going to enjoy by worrying about what happens if you're late rather than give yourself a couple of extra minutes. I know that happens to me a lot in Los Angeles driving around.
It happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it really does. So at any rate, think about your own philosophies of life. And we've talked a good deal today about religions and how it is, we're mixing it because it's becoming so mixed with politics. Herschel Walker and the approach that he's taken because of, I guess, who he is, he's been very reflective since the truth about his life has come out and some of his family members have taken shots at him, as have others. He goes to now conservative Christian groups, and he's using God and he's using Trump, but he's not talking about the issues. It's all about religion, and it's about...
I wouldn't put God and Trump in the same category.
I'm not. I'm just talking about what he's doing. I'm not putting them in the same category at all.
I think he's talking a lot about God because he is a Christian, and God's very important, first and foremost, in his life. And I think
do Christians pay for abortions for women? A good Christian do that?
I think most people who have become born again have had a whole lot of stuff that they've overcome in life, which is why they've turned to religion for help. Mm-hmm. So I would say, I don't know what everybody's individual plight is, but I do know when people tend to become what we would call as a born-again Christian, they have had a lot. This is why they found religion. This is why they've invested their hearts into God, and because it wasn't always easy. A lot of people are not born that way. A lot of people become that way because of circumstances in their life. So I don't think it's necessarily fair to say it's a good Christian, it's a bad Christian. When you become a Christian, you start living a certain way, and that's what he's been very clear about. And he's even written his book about all the bad stuff that he's done in his past and how he's tried to turn his life around. Has he? I guess that's going to be up for the voters to determine if he is the person that he claims to be. But I think in this case, in Georgia, this race has turned very much into a race of personality rather than a race of issues.
Issues. Same thing in Ohio. Did you see the Ohio last night, the debate between the Republican and the Democrat? It was just mudslinging fest.
I think that's been a race that's been determined on issues. I think J.D. Vance did very well last night.
A lot of
mudslinging for sure. Yeah, but, you know, there are a lot of stuff that gets tossed around that usually doesn't get an answer for. And in a debate format, you can answer for it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking, we mentioned earlier, and I, you know, it's interesting how I get into my head one theme and then kind of we go with it for a little bit because there's always so much going on. So I'm sticking with religion a little. If you've been listening to the program this morning, off and on for the last few hours, we've been in and out, dipping our toe, if you will, into something that
just
I don't I don't talk much about religion, and I certainly don't necessarily go down the street of Scientology, even though it's fascinating to get people's views. It's kind of like going back to Herschel Walker for a second, and people who are kind of blind, they follow folks like Trump or Herschel Walker or other politicians or a religious leader or a business, whoever. You know, there are lots of people who just follow, and they aren't leaders. Wait, we need leaders and we need followers for sure. But there's a new... you'll probably see this morning in your L.A. Times, Jennifer. Scientology exploiting foreign workers. They are trying to bring people into the country. They're bringing illegals in. They're trying to create, they're trying to get visas for them to work as laborers in various projects that they have. I had no idea until I looked at this how much Scientology is building, if you will, how much, you know, they're building, they have construction companies, and they're building developments, apartment houses, and that sort of stuff all over the place. That's part of their money. They're a very wealthy group. Kind of reminds me of some of the leaders of the American, the Native Americans. You know, we give all of this stuff because we feel guilty about how we treated the natives, so we give them licenses for big casinos and things like that, when in fact the people who are supposed to benefit from it don't. There's like 10 people in the top of the tribe hierarchy who get all the dough.
Right.
Nobody, right? I mean, it's supposed to go for education, all kinds
of things. Still a lot of poverty, for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it doesn't fix anything, really. Okay, here's the story of a law school. We were talking earlier about, where was it that they sent out the ballots, 30,000 ballots? It's Colorado, right? Okay. So let's move over to a Northeastern University here in Massachusetts law school that sent out 4,000 acceptance letters for 200 positions in the law school, 205.
I'm no mathematician.
3,930 people who applied over the last year all got accepted. Everybody who applied to law school at Northeastern got in. And now they're apologizing. They're deeply regretting. So they say their unintended mistake. And so they're going to try to make sure it doesn't happen again. It's a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. So it's not a big deal. It's just kind of amusing, frankly. And so the people who have taken, I mean, I suppose if you're a kid and you want to go to law school you got an acceptance,
kind of
you'd be a little wrinkled.
Yeah,
about it. Yeah. Anyway. Pennsylvania, is John Fetterman vulnerable? Because he is, right? Is it because of his physical and mental?
So don't forget, this is a Republican-held seat. This is Pat Toomey's seat, but he's not running for re-election.
Yeah.
But Fetterman is, I think, the lieutenant governor in the state, and he's running against Dr. Oz.
He is, yeah, right. Yeah.
But he's the one that had the stroke.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's finding good people. Is it just not, you know, we're just not finding good people. And I'm not saying anything bad about this guy, but he certainly is going to be, if he wins, how's he going to do his job? That's a question. That's a legitimate question to be asking. It's not politically incorrect.
Well, and that's
it's
what
just,
people are asking right now is, can he, if he's, you know, having a hard time
agreeing
to a debate and all this stuff, can he really do his job?
No, he can't. 1 million Facebook users' passwords have been stolen. Here we go again. Let's hear it from Facebook. There are a lot of false apps that have been downloaded by people.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to, these false apps require somehow or other you to log into your Facebook account. And so there are 400 different apps that have been created for Androids and Apple devices. That have the ability to steal login names, passwords, and so 1 million users have been impacted by this. Google and Apple have pulled the apps from their store, but Facebook has not. They say at Facebook there are many legitimate apps that offer the features listed above, and they may ask you to sign in with Facebook. See, I don't do that at all. Do you? I never, ever, ever
sign
do
in
that.
With Facebook? Yeah, I do sometimes.
Or Google either. I don't know. Mostly because I can't remember the passwords.
Well, now the truth comes out.
Yeah, well, listen. Hey, this is a California, when you're here, lots of California stories. Camp Pendleton, an 18-year-old Marine died. Did you talk about this on your local program?
We didn't, huh?
Camp Pendleton? No. Private Javier Pong became unconscious and unresponsive while conducting scheduled training. So the commanding officer of the Marine Corps there said, "We are greatly saddened by the untimely passing of Private Javier Pong." So one wonders how, you know, I don't see how you blame the Marines. People say, it's too tough. You got to be tough to be a Marine.
Yeah.
Right?
War
how do you
not
do?
Slow down for you, for sure.
No. So this is the problem is they didn't catch this in a good physical. That's where they become vulnerable. Whatever is going on with this guy and his heart and respiratory system, that should have been caught in a really good, thorough physical. Good physicals, believe me, I have one or two a year. They check every inch of your body, every breath that you're taking, every single movement. They check your arms and your legs and everything, inside, outside. And I think they need to do a better job. Because every once in a while you hear these stories about somebody, you know, it probably, if he hadn't been pushed to the limit,
it's bad. Every time,
been okay.
A lot of times they're young guys.
Yeah, 18 years old.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. So anyway, there's some food for thought. Lots of food for thought. All right. I think, the Dodgers, are they still in the playoffs?
Yeah, we start tonight. Let's go, Dodgers.
Yay, boo. Well, the Red Sox are in it, so I can say boo, hey. 18 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
The healthiest food in America comes from the family farm and the family farmer. But think about this as you're eating that corn. Suicide rates among farmers are the highest of any occupation. That's pretty alarming in terms of a stat. Farming is high stress. You're the boss. You're the employee.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after this, the Next Step Good Day program, where they focus now on Jada Pinkett Smith and more. I'm not sure how is this dirt. I suppose it's Doug's dirt. The relationship she has with her husband, she says it's complicated. Will Smith we're talking about. So she's writing a memoir, and I'll share some of the details of what is known about that memoir in a moment.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
What is going on with Mrs. Smith? Go to Washington or wherever they went. Anyway, she's revealing the inserts in that memoir, sharing details about her difficult, complicated marriage. Do we care about this? This sort of sounds like one of the... Is this going to be a page-turner? Pretty much everybody knows about what went on with the two of them at the Oscars, and pretty much everybody knows they've had an open marriage. She can sleep with whoever she wants to. He sleeps with whoever he wants to. And so, anyway, she says, quote, "At the heart of this powerful book are two unexpected love stories, one being the complicated marriage to Will Smith, the other being the one with herself." Anyway, she's supposedly reflecting on her childhood in Baltimore. She was the daughter of two addicts. And, when you learn that sort of thing, that makes it an interesting, compelling story, because how do you grow up and be normal, if whatever we have a definition for normal, if your parents are both drug addicts? Father was a drug dealer. Anyway, she decided to go to theater school on her own. She got into a different world, a sitcom. She was in a number of films. She met her husband, Will. They married in 97. They have 24-year-old Jaden Smith, 21-year-old Willow Smith as their children. And apparently he's got a son with somebody else. Anyway, she's out promoting the book now, kind of again like Kelly is promoting the book. And the main, what's coming out of it is, I didn't like Reach. And in this case, what I'm seeing here, the headline is, my husband and I are complicated. Okay. So it's complicated. She says, our marriage wasn't working and we can't pretend any longer. We're miserable. So what does that mean? Are they going their separate ways? That'll be interesting as the next chapter in their lives. Yeah. 28 past the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get to the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Multiple international airports across the United States were hit with a cyber attack Monday, courtesy of Killnet, a Russian-backed hacking group that forced websites temporarily offline. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and LAX, Los Angeles International Airport websites were taken offline. President Biden and the world, for the most part, condemns Russia's attack on civilian targets in its invasion of Ukraine. Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, weighs in on Monday's missile attack on Ukrainian citizens by Russian forces.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
An army of 42,000 utility workers has restored electricity to more than 2.5 million businesses and homes in Florida since Hurricane Ian's destruction. At this hour, roughly 16,000 homes are without power in Florida. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
The story of this Chinese vase that was deemed ordinary.
Is it a vase or a vase?
A vase, okay, Chinese vase. They paid $2,000 for it, and they thought that was, wow, this is very expensive. Somehow or other, it ended up at the Guardian auction house, and it brought $9 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tuesday, October 11th, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few moments to talk about National Face Your Fears Day. Meanwhile, it's getting cooler. Some areas of the country, including where I am in the Northeast, the leaves are starting to change. Looking at some of the bright fall colors that are popping up around the country, it's kind of cool. Actually, Vermont is at its peak, Wisconsin at their peak. It's interesting to go up and look at some of the pictures, the video, along the banks of the Mississippi River. The autumn poem from Elizabeth Barrett Browning, remember that from school? It kind of puts things into perspective. Go sit upon the lofty hill and turn your eyes around where waving woods and waters wild do hymn an autumn sound. The summer is a faint memory Now the flowers depart, and still we've transformed to stone everything but the flowers in your heart. Huh. I remember that from the eighth grade, as a matter of fact. So what are you doing? Do you enjoy the weather, the beauty? Here's something that is, this happens this time of year apparently only. The cheetah population grows in the fall. National Zoo at the Smithsonian has a couple of new cheetah cubs. The campus in Virginia, Front Royal, Virginia, welcomed a pair of cubs for the first time. The mother is a four-year-old. She gave birth, according to the press release that I saw in the Washington Post. This is the first fathered by a seven-year-old male cheetah. So the zoo, it's hard to find out what the sex is of a cheetah. So they're trying to figure that out. But this would be something that people will, let's talk about, right? Talk about life, what's going on in life, where life is, life is important. Knowing what's going on in life is very important. That's one of the reasons I enjoy having Uri Geller on this program with us as frequently as we can, because he brings so much to the conversation. He's led such a unique life, a lot of mystery in his life. One of the things that he and I have talked about that comes into the fold today, Uri, is in America, it's National Face Your Fear Day. And so people who have, this is because you're a mentalist, you've helped people, motivated people all through your career. The people who have deep-seated fears, public speaking maybe, you don't like spiders, whatever it is. Do you have any, I've never asked you this before, do you have any fear at all? Anything that you're afraid of doing or seeing or facing?
Hey, Dougie, thanks for asking me this question. By the way, we're sitting outdoors outside a restaurant in Old Jaffa, and this time I'm going to do something that I don't usually do, but I will ask this question to be answered by Daniel Geller, my son, who is sitting next to me, and I'm handing the phone over to him.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm fine, kid. How are you doing? Good to talk
to you. Yeah, I'm good. Great being
good,
with
good,
the family.
Good. All right, so did you hear the question about fear?
I did. How much time do you have for me to list all my phobias? No, I'm kidding.
Go ahead.
I do have a fear of spiders. I have arachnophobia. But you know, the funny thing, I don't know where I got it from, because no one else in my family has it, apart from my sister.
The fear of spiders? Yeah, I can see that. I can see more. You're a big guy, and people don't think normally big guys, they're going to be afraid of spiders, but your sister is diminutive, she's smaller, and yeah, maybe people think more along the lines, well, women would be afraid of things like that, and men wouldn't, right? Doesn't that come up, that sort of thing? Yeah.
Exactly, and then I kind of feel extra embarrassed about it and ashamed. I have a couple of other weirds. I used to have a fear of hospitals. I mean, no one likes hospitals, obviously, but I had a really deep fear of them. And the fear of the open sea, which is weird.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. It's so, when you're out in the open sea, where do you go to save yourself if there's a problem? I can understand that. I mean, thinking about flying, when I hope I'm going to see you at your father's birthday this year, but as you think about flying from, let's say, America to Israel, going over the vast Atlantic Ocean, if something happens to the plane, where do you go? And that's something.
Oh, dear.
But most of the time, don't you think that fear is something that is self-instilled? You can do the what-ifs as much as you want, but then you think about the reality. There hasn't been a problem with a plane crossing the Atlantic for years and years and years, right?
Exactly, absolutely, and touch wood. And, you know, I never had fear of flying, but I totally get it. I understand it. But I think that the best way of facing your fear is to try and kind of rationalize it and, you know, look at the reality of it. As you say, it's the safest form of travel, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Let me ask you something. Let me carry this one step further. You're a barrister, a lawyer, and you practice in courtrooms. Have you ever gone in, were you ever working on a case or been in front of a judge or in a circumstance where you were nervous about what the outcome was going to be or how you were going to approach your defense, your reasoning?
Yes. I use the suffer from that. That's a really great question, by the way. And I think that the best way to do it is to visualize yourself overcoming it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, see it in your mind. Tell yourself that it's nothing. You know, try to kind of minimize that fear as much as you can. I think it's all in the mind, isn't it?
It is.
You need to visualize yourself beating it, conquering it.
Yeah. All right, good to talk to you, kid. Give your phone back to your father for a second, because I want to go.
There we go. So that's from the mouth of our son, Daniel Geller, who you all know since he was a small child.
I've known him since he was like, 3 years old or something? Three years old? Yes. Yeah. All right, let's go back to what he just said for a second, because you're an expert in getting people to visualize what it is they want, thoughts or things. How do you do that? What's the best way when somebody asks you, how do I overcome my fears? Is the technique in visualization or is it something else?
Yeah, I create an imaginary TV screen inside my mind into which I place what I want to conquer, what I want to achieve, and I actually visualize it. For instance, if you have a problem that you're afraid of, you have to visualize yourself putting it into a box and shooting it right into outer space, up there, far away, and you see the box getting smaller and smaller and smaller until it totally disappears. This really helps a lot of people. So I'm very much a great believer in visualization techniques. It's almost like a self-hypnosis.
Yeah.
And I think that my first great fear was, believe it or not, Doug, when I joined the paratroopers, I saw a poster, and I saw a paratrooper standing in the door of a plane, just about to jump out. This is all on a poster. And I said to myself, okay, Uri, you'll never be able to do that. Jump out of an aeroplane with a parachute on. But because of that poster, I took one step further. And I said, yes, I can. Yes, I will. And I visualized myself leaping out of the plane. And that helped me. So I did that. I became a paratrooper, and I jumped out of planes many, many times.
It's really interesting as you tell that story. I'm thinking about how many times I've been around you when you were getting, let's say, a watch to work, or a group of watches, or a washing machine or something. 1, 2, 3, work. 1, 2, that's a way of getting beyond. You can do that on yourself, right? The same technique.
Yes. Absolutely, and I just got an email from somebody in America, New York, who wanted to ask me about, he has some kind of a diagnosis to go through, and he asked me to think positive about him, and I told him, look, I'm a great believer in the power of prayer also.
Yeah.
The power of prayer really works. You know, the medical doctors took two teams of sick people. One was prayed for, the other team was not prayed for, and lo and behold, the sick people who were prayed for healed much faster than those who did not. You can do an experiment at home by talking to plants. You ignore one plant, you talk to the other, and you will see that the one that you love and you talk to will grow much faster, will become bigger, will be more colorful. Really amazing. You can do it yourself at home and see how the power of prayer, the power of consciousness really does exist. And it will work for you.
Thoughts are things. One final thing before you finish your lunch. I'm reading a study this week about memory loss and how it is affected by two things. What you eat, i.e. a lot of omega-3s, that's very good for your brain, but also keeping yourself, the people who are dubbed super agers, people who are 80 years old, have memory retention the same as they had 3 decades, like in their 50s, and the cause of that is moving your brain, that is activating your brain, the neurons keep working, keep functioning, and that's because you're feeding your brain. That's how you and I and others who are like us at our age, we may not know that consciously, but that's what we're doing.
Yes, Dougie, there is one tip from me. There's a new vitamin out. It's the pomegranate oil.
Yes.
And I take those every day, 2 pills every morning, and I swear to you, I can feel the difference. You know, I don't want to have dementia. I don't want to have. I want to, kickstart my memory, and that really, really helps me. I remember things, my goodness, that I just did not believe that I can do that, and I bring it down to that substance, which is the oil of the pomegranate.
Yeah.
So that's a good tip.
Something to remember. Uri Geller, his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, where you'll find a lot of connections to the books that he's written. You can buy them on Amazon, as far as that's concerned. But there are things like signing up for becoming a citizen of his island. I think it's very cool. Lamb Island. Go to urigeller.com and sign up to become a citizen of that island. Talk to you soon. Uri Geller here on Good Day at 47 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things most talked about this week has been what Joe Biden did last week. The video statement that was released pardoning thousands of people convicted for the possession of cannabis. There are lots of people who have had this either in their lives or had people in their lives who have had this Schedule One. It was Bill Maher talking about it last week on his program, how ridiculous it is that it's a Schedule One drug. So the rap sheet will be cleared for about 7,500 nonviolent drug offenders who are being held in federal prison. That's that word at 49 past the hour. This is Good Day.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What this is, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here to overview, he wasn't around with us yesterday, so we'll do box office totals amongst other things. But we must be observing an anniversary of some sort. Chucker, what is it?
Actually, Doug, this day in TV history, October 11th, 1963, the infamous Twilight Zone episode, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, which starred William Shatner.
Shatner.
First aired on CBS. It was season 5, episode 3. That was a great piece of television. And then they remade that episode into when they did the feature film Twilight Zone, the movie. John Lithgow played the William Shatner role and got an Oscar nomination for it. But one of the classic episodes of the Twilight Zone,
in my opinion,
easily one of the most thought-provoking, best television series ever aired, especially something in the 60s, which had to be so intriguing for so many millions of people sitting home watching that on television.
So here's something else that is intriguing for many of the same reasons. Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd have been on this panel, the New York Comic Con this past weekend, reminiscing about Back to the Future. Did you see that? It was fabulous.
Here's my first reaction. Michael J. Fox has got some serious spine. I mean, like, that guy's awesome. He obviously what he's gone through stinks. There's no other word, to describe it. But like his determination, his fortitude, his positivity is really super impressive. And I watch that clip, and I got to tell you, as a human being, it's just you feel proud watching that guy. He's a great person.
You know, you look at the chemistry of some of the video, and it goes back to the movie itself, 1985, when these two guys were together doing the first one and then the other ones. You could tell they had that chemistry. You can't fake that. Good actors.
We know the story. Originally, Eric Stoltz, the actor from The Masked Chair, had that role, and then halfway through filming, they realized that the movie was not the tone that they wanted. Zemeckis, the director, Spielberg, the producer, they knew it's not what they wanted. So they took a chance, which is, a gutsy chance halfway through production. They negotiated the original actor they wanted, Michael J. Fox, back into the project, and he did a lot of shooting at night, and he filmed Family Ties.
Because he was doing Family Ties at the same time.
Yeah, and yeah. And obviously that created movie magic, and it's a great trilogy. You know, when you I've screened Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 all in a row at the theater I'm involved in, Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg. And it's an amazing experience, so much fun. Those are great. One of the best trilogies ever produced.
You know, he since he's retired, he stopped acting in 2020. He has his foundation has raised $1 billion for research and treatment in Parkinson's. That's a lot of dough, a lot of work on his part as an advocate.
There'll be some serious headway, and that horrible ailment will be eradicated sometime in the near future.
All right, what do we have for box office totals from the weekend since you were there yesterday?
This new horror movie Smile, which came out last week, and the second week did $18.5 million, had a great hold week to week, which tells you there's not a lot of product in the marketplace. $50 million in 10 days, that's a good story. New animated live-action movie, Lyle Crocodile, did $11.5 million. Here's a big story. I hate to be negative, but a lot of the trades are making a big deal out of David O. Russell's new movie, Amsterdam, which appeals to a more sophisticated audience. Now, supposedly the budget was $80 million, another $25 million in marketing, only did $6 million opening, $10 million overall worldwide, and the trades are saying this movie could lose $100 million. It stars Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, Robert De Niro, John David Washington. Here's the deal. This will have, unfortunately, ripple effects, creating a resistance among big studios to release more sophisticated project that's expensive. But they've done this to themselves, Doug, because they have shoehorned all superhero movies and all big popcorn movies. And David Russell, who's done Silver Lining Playbook, which made a lot of money, great reviews, American Hustle, another terrific film that's made money for a more sophisticated audience. This will put the brakes on a lot of these projects because they've really perplexed their model gambling or risk-taking in filmmaking. So it's a big story.
Yep, it sure is. And it's once again, I don't know, it seems to be penny wise and pound foolish, doesn't it? When you get down to the brass tacks of what the audience really seems to want.
We wanted this type of movie 5 years ago. Yeah. Now, not so much.
59 past the hour. Thanks, Tucker.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.